No Mary, No Jesus, an appeal by Father Michael Rodriguez, sponsored by the Fatima Center. The crisis in the world and in the church is at a fever pitch. Fast are we approaching June 13th, 2029, the 100-year mark of disobedience to Our Lady's request for the consecration of Russia. The terrible trials we face will only worsen until we heed and obey her command. How will you survive the next 7 years? You won't without a Marian devotion, Father Rodriguez explains.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We begin by praying. O most holy heart of Mary, ever immaculate, ever virgin, holiest, purest, noblest, greatest, inexhaustible fountain of goodness, sweetness, mercy, and love. Image of the adorable heart of Jesus Christ, ever burning with the most ardent charity, who lovest God more than all the seraphim together. Prostrate in spirit before thee, I render thee the most profound homage of which I am capable. O most loving and immaculate heart, thou shalt henceforth be the object of my veneration, of my love and most tender devotion. Thou shalt be the way whereby I shall go to my Savior. From thee I shall learn the purity, humility, meekness, and above all, the love of Jesus. I shall ask for these virtues through thy merits, and so shall infallibly obtain them. All unworthy as it is, I offer thee my poor heart, trusting that thou wilt not despise it. Grant by thy powerful mediation that it may be purified and detached from every creature. Penetrate it with sorrow for my sins. Fill it with the love of the divine heart of Jesus thy Son, that it may be eternally united with thee in heaven, there to love God forever. Amen. In this year of our Lord, 2021, the crisis of faith and worship in the Catholic Church continues to worsen. There is even more darkness of intellect in billions of souls, even more hardness of heart. In recent weeks, we've witnessed the disastrous spiritual state of the U.S. bishops as a whole. They are unwilling to teach clearly the most basic truths about love and reverence for our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. That is, basic Catholic truths about the worthy reception of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, particularly as it pertains to so-called Catholic politicians, particularly as it pertains to President Joe Biden, who claims to be Catholic. Truly, there is a terrible absence of authentic Catholic faith throughout the Church, especially at the highest levels. The situation is very bad, and this is an understatement. Nevertheless, if you are a faithful Catholic, do not despair. We should never despair, because God has given us the answer, and God is always faithful. And that answer is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He truly is. When we think there's no way, there is a way, Jesus. When we see how error is spreading in so many different directions, and how even our own shepherds are not willing to witness to the truth, Jesus is still the truth. He is still there. Jesus is the life. This never changes. And so as bad as the crisis is, we always have the answer. And one thing that we must always keep in mind, because sadly we're also living in a world where there is so much confusion about even our Savior Jesus Christ himself, we must always keep in mind three things. One, Jesus can never be separated from his mystical body, the church. Two, Jesus can never be separated from his true body and blood, the Holy Eucharist. And three, Jesus can never be separated from his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so every time that the Fatima Center is promoting Our Lady and her message of Fatima, this being her central mission, she is in fact proclaiming Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Just as God willed that the incarnation of the Son of God take place in the womb of the Virgin Mary, so he wills to conquer all hearts and reign in all hearts in our times through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is where the all-important message of Our Lady of Fatima comes in. It has very much to do with knowing Christ and loving Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. In his encyclical letter on the 50th anniversary of the proclamation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, Pope St. Pius X teaches, quote, "Nobody ever knew Christ so profoundly as the Virgin Mary did, and nobody can ever be more competent as a guide and teacher of the knowledge of Christ." Close quote. No one can possibly teach us as much about our Savior Jesus Christ, help us to love him with all our hearts, as the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this is why the Fatima Center has begun an ambitious project to enroll, so to speak, as many souls as possible in the, what we might call the School of the Blessed Virgin. That is, trying to draw as many souls as possible to greater knowledge of our Blessed Mother, greater love of her, greater knowledge and fidelity to her message of Fatima, so that Christ may be known. He is the solution. Again, no matter how bad the crisis is, and it is getting worse, we have the solution. So the Fatima Center very soon will be presenting a series of videos and podcasts entitled "No Mary, No Jesus." And in two different ways. No as in knowledge. K-N-O-W. No Mary, no Jesus. And then also the negative, N-O, no Mary, no Jesus. If we don't have the Blessed Virgin Mary, then we certainly don't have her Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Three traditional priests, Father Daniel Couture of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Pius X, Father Shannon Collins of the Missionaries of St. John the Baptist, and I, Father Michael Rodriguez of the Diocese of El Paso, Texas, will teach about our Blessed Mother, pondering her life, her virtues, her mysteries, and her many titles. The first episode of this series will be given by Father Couture, and it will air on the Fatima Center's website and YouTube channel on Sunday, August the 15th, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A new episode will follow each Sunday thereafter. I strongly encourage you, watch or listen to these episodes. Spread the word to others. Know Mary, know Jesus. Herein lies the solution. As we grow in our knowledge and our closeness to the Blessed Virgin Mary, she will infallibly lead us to her Son. One of my favorite quotes is by St. Louis de Montfort, and he teaches the following, and it's so true. He teaches, quote, "The strongest inclination of Mary is to unite us to Jesus Christ, her Son. And the strongest inclination of the Son is that we should come to Him through His Holy Mother." Close quote. This is the solution to our crisis. And you, even if you're just one person, you can do a lot. Especially when you pray the rosary. Make an intention of your rosary to ask our Blessed Mother to help you to know Jesus better. To help you to love Him more. That's really the solution to our crisis. That more and more souls will come to know Christ, truly know Christ, and truly love Christ. Obviously also, don't forget to keep putting into practice the 5-point plan provided by the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima, which the Fatima Center presented. We presented this in the year 2020. 1. Stay in the state of grace. 2. Pray the rosary daily. 3. Wear the brown scapular and use sacramentals. 4. Pray and sacrifice for sinners. Here especially the first 5 Saturdays devotion. And 5. Pray for the Pope and the consecration of Russia. I also want to encourage you to provide your email address to the Fatima Center if you wish to receive regular email updates regarding the new episodes in this series that will be beginning very soon. The Fatima Center can provide that for you with your email address. So you can provide that by linking to this video or also going to the Fatima Center website. Once again, I want to thank all of you. Thank you for all your efforts to support the work of the Fatima Center, to support the message of Our Lady of Fatima. And again, I strongly encourage you, please make every effort to support this new project of the Fatima Center. And again, do your best to encourage others to also embark on this path towards our Savior Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Herein lies the solution to the crisis. I will conclude by giving you my priestly blessing. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maneat semper. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. The Know Mary, Know Jesus series will begin airing on Sunday, August 15th, Feast of Our Lady's Assumption, with a new episode airing each Sunday thereafter. We urge you to enroll in this School of Our Lady and to invite many others to do so as well. We do need your prayers and financial support to bring this project to completion and to reach as many souls as possible. For more information and to support this vital apostolate with your donation, please visit our website, www.fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.